Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, brother. How is everybody today? Are y'all excited? Y'all know what day it is, right? Matt told you what day it was. What day? Pentecost Sunday. Aren't you glad that we can still celebrate the birthing of the church through the Holy Spirit? Through Jesus' promises fulfilled, for the Holy Spirit to fall fresh upon His disciples. Not only His disciples, but quite a few around them, right? Wasn't there like 3,000 or something like that got saved that day? Somewhere in that number? Hey, guess what? That power of the Holy Spirit then can still do that today.
Amen.
Amen. The same Holy Spirit that saved that many people that one day and that one time can work those miracles today as well. As long as we don't block it, right? As long as we're in tune with it and ready for it. I don't know about you, but I get excited about it. Because I don't know about you, but I don't think I'd be doing very good as a Christian walk without having the Holy Spirit somewhere on me. Amen. We'd be too much human. We'd be too much Satan, too much world in us. Amen. Without having that Holy Spirit sitting there on the other shoulder. The devil on one side and the Holy Spirit on the other, right? How many of y'all battle that? I know I do still. Amen. But your title today is this: The Love and Power of Pentecost. The Love and the Power of Pentecost. Let's go ahead and pray real fast. Heavenly Father, Lord, as always, I ask you right now, Lord, get Ronnie out of the way today, Lord, and allow your Holy Spirit to truly speak through me, especially today on this Pentecost Sunday, Lord. Lord, we ask you for your word spoken and not mine, Jesus. Lord, we ask you to open each one of our hearts, Lord, our mind and our soul, to the blessing and the message that you have for us today, Lord. Lord, that you spread out over the earth and into people, Lord, the Holy Spirit fire that rained down from heaven, Lord, all those years ago in the book of Acts, Lord. Lord, we know truly that you can still do that miracle works today, Lord. Lord, we ask that you open each one of our hearts to a new wanting and yearning for the Holy Spirit to lead, guide, and direct each one of our lives, Lord. Lord, and to shine out to the world around us, Jesus. Lord, we ask you just to be with the rest of the message. In your name I pray. Everybody say it?
Amen.
Amen. All right, your scripture today. Y'all get one scripture. Well, one set of scripture. How's that? The book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 1 through 21. Acts chapter 2, verse 1 through 21. NIV version says it this way: When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. When what? Suddenly, not slowly, right? Suddenly, a sound like a blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest upon each of them. All of them, who? All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began speaking other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now they were staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard the sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment, because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all of these who are speaking in tongues, or speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and other parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues. Amazed and perplexed, they ask, one another. What does this mean? Some, however, made fun of them and said, they have had too much wine. In other words, they got drunk, didn't they? And then Peter addressed the crowd. Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice, and addressed the crowd. Fellow Jews, and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below. Blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Amen. Who? Who that calls? Everyone. Amen. Ooh, think about that. Think about that. We got a Holy Spirit fire falling down, don't we? That's still calling everyone to believe on the name of the Lord to be saved. Amen. As we gather here today for this awesome Pentecost Sunday, we invite the Holy Spirit to dwell among us, don't we? We invite Him to open our hearts and our minds to receive His Word and empower us with His divine presence today. Amen. May your spirit ignite within passion for each one of us now, for the kingdom, for God's kingdom, and a fervor to share His love with the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we embark on this sacred journey today of understanding the Pentecost, let us turn back to the book of Acts. Chapter 2, verses 1 through 4 says this: when the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, like a blowing of a violin. Let me start that part over. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came upon rest upon each one of them. And all of them was filled with the Holy Spirit to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Today, on this Sunday, we commemorate the event of Pentecost, a pivotal moment in the history of our Christian faith, isn't it? It marks the outpouring of the Holy Spirit from God upon the disciples, empowering them. What? How? Empowering them to boldly proclaim. Amen. Not just be here and do it, but to boldly proclaim the gospel message everywhere. Amen. Not just in Jerusalem where they were, but everywhere. Throughout the world, to the ends of the earth, right? But Pentecost itself is not just merely a historical event, is it? But it is a living reality that continues to shape and transform our church today. Pentecost itself is a celebration of the Spirit's power and presence among each one of us. It's a reminder that God is not distant or indifferent, but actively at work in each one of our lives. And everywhere in the world. Amen. The same Spirit that descended upon those disciples back then with tongues of fire is available today for us today, igniting us with passion for God's kingdom and equipping us for the work of the ministry. just like they were doing back in the book of Acts. The imagery of fire is significant for us in understanding the essence, the true essence of Pentecost. Fire symbolizes purity, doesn't it? Fire symbolizes transformation. Fire symbolizes a divine presence that was falling afresh upon them. Just as the fire refines and purifies precious metal, the Holy Spirit itself also purifies our hearts and empowers each one of us to holy living and righteous lives. The fire of Pentecost also represents the fervent zeal with which we are called to proclaim the gospel, to boldly proclaim it, right? It is a fire that cannot be contained. Amen? It's a fire that cannot be stopped. It's also a fire that cannot be put out once you turn it loose. Amen? It's a fire that's spreading from person to person. It's a fire that's igniting hearts with the love of Christ. But Pentecost is not just about individual empowerment, is it? It's about community. It's about unity as well. Notice that the disciples themselves were all gathered in one place when the Spirit descended upon them. Pentecost reminds us of the importance of the unity of the body of Christ. When we are unified in a purpose and filled with the same Spirit, there is nothing, everybody say nothing?
Nothing.
Everybody home, type nothing in the comments. When we're unified, there is nothing that can stop us. Amen? There is nothing that can stop us. Furthermore, Pentecost is a celebration of diversity. The disciples themselves were filled with the Holy Spirit. And what did they do? They began to speak in tongues. Not their tongue, amen, but other tongues. Diversity rolled in there. They began to proclaim the wonders of God to people of every nation, to people of every language. Amen. This diversity is not a barrier, is it? But it's a blessing, as it reflects the universal nature of God's love and the inclusivity of His kingdom. Diversity on high. As we reflect on the significance of Pentecost, let us consider how we can personally empower the Holy Spirit in our lives each and every day. Are we open to His leading? Are we open to His guidance? Are we willing to step out in faith and proclaim a gospel like we were told to, boldly? Amen? Are we actively seeking unity and embracing diversity within the body of Christ? Or are we being divisive and trying to split stuff up? Today we gather to reflect upon the most pivotal moments in the history of Christianity. And that was the outpouring of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. As we delve into Acts chapter 2, verse 1 through 21, we witness the birth of the church, ignited by the flames of divine intervention. Let us embark on the journey through the passage. Let us seek wisdom, inspiration, and empowerment for each of our own lives as believers. In Acts chapter 2, we find the disciples gathered again, together in one place, awaiting the promise of the Father, the Holy Spirit, that Jesus made to them. And suddenly, what happened? Suddenly, like a rushing wind, the Spirit descends upon them, filling the entire house. I can only imagine what it would have been like. Amen. We only wish we could truly imagine it and feel it. Amen. tongues of fire rest upon each one of them. And they're all filled with the Holy Spirit, enabling them to speak in other languages. Man, it's hard for us to learn to speak anything but English, isn't it? But they had the Holy Spirit fall upon them, and they were able to speak in other languages. Amen? This miraculous event draws a diverse crowd of Jews from every nation under heaven who are bewildered to hear the disciples speaking in their own languages, but declaring the wonders of who? God. They're speaking in their own languages, declaring the wonders of God. The significance of Pentecost cannot be overstated. It marks the fulfillment of Jesus' promise to send the Holy Spirit, the advocate who would empower the disciples to be witnesses to the end of the earth. It symbolizes the birth of our church, don't it? A community united by the Spirit, transcending cultural and linguistic barriers. But Pentecost itself is not just a mere historical event, is it? It's a timeless demonstration of God's power and God's presence in the world. As we reflect on Pentecost, three key themes emerge. Firstly, it's this. Pentecost teaches us about the universality of the gospel. The Spirit enables the disciples to speak in languages that they had not learned, breaking down the barriers of communication and demonstrating God's love and desire for all people to hear His message of salvation. In a world divided by language, divided by culture, divided by ethnicity, Pentecost reminds us that the gospel is for everybody. Everyone, isn't it? Regardless of nationality, regardless of backgrounds. Secondly, Pentecost reminds us of the transformative power of the Holy Spirit. The timid and fearful disciples are emboldened, aren't they, to proclaim the good news with courage, with conviction. The same Spirit that empowered the old early church is also available for us here today, equipping us to live lives of faith, live lives of obedience, and to witness to others. Pentecost challenges us to surrender to the Holy Spirit, allowing Him to work in and through us for the glory of our God. Amen. And finally, Pentecost calls us to participate in God's redemptive mission. The proclamation of the gospel on that day sparked a movement that would change the course of history. Likewise, as the recipients of the same Spirit, we're called to be active participants in God's mission, aren't we? Of reconciliation and renewal. We can affect that same change in course of history that they did back then, today, by allowing God to use us and His Holy Spirit through us. Amen. Pentecost empowers us each to be agents of change for our communities, sharing the love of Christ and making disciples of who? Of who? Everyone. All nations. Amen. In conclusion, Pentecost again is not just a historical event, but a living reality of the church today. It challenges us to embrace the universality of the gospel, to be transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit, to be actively participant in God's mission in the world. May we, like the early disciples, be filled with that Holy Spirit and boldly, what? How? Boldly proclaim the wonders of God to all people. Heavenly Father, we ask You for that gift of Your Holy Spirit today, Lord. Pour it out on us here today on our Pentecost. Empower us to be faithful witnesses to Your love and to Your grace, that the world may come to know You and glorify Your name. May the power of Pentecost continue to inspire and guide us as we seek to fulfill God's purposes in our lives and in the world. Let us pray for a fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit in our lives and in our churches. Amen. May we be filled anew with His Holy Spirit and His presence. And may we be empowered to be faithful, bold witnesses of Christ in our communities and beyond. We thank You today, Lord, for that gift of Your Holy Spirit poured out upon each one of us this Pentecost Sunday. Fill us afresh with Your power, Your presence, and ignite us within us a passion, a new, renewed passion for Your kingdom. Help us to walk in a unity and embrace the diversity, that Your love may be known and experienced in all and everywhere we go. As I come for the final song, let's finish with the prayer. God, we thank You for each and everything that You do, Lord. Lord, I thank You again, Lord, for Your Holy Spirit getting Ronnie out of the way today, Lord, especially on this Pentecost Sunday, Lord. Lord, may I pray that You touch each one of us, Lord, that You open our heart, mind, and soul to the blessing and the Pentecost message for You, Lord. Lord, if we need You more, be more bold for You, Lord, in proclaiming Your gospel, Lord, may You put that in our hearts even further today, Jesus. And Lord, we thank You for each and everything that You do for us, Lord. Lord, we ask You just to put somebody in front of us this week, Lord. Lord, we can tell about Your mercy, Your grace, Your love, Lord. And most importantly, Lord, about the Holy Spirit that lives up in each one of us, Lord. May we continue to be the lighthouse in this dark and dying world, Lord. We thank You for each and everything that You do. In Your name I pray. Everybody say it. Amen.